Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Licky Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo. Screwball Radio. Back in effect. You heard me back at it like a crack addict. Black Poet on deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Mass on deck.
Live and direct.
No more comments on deck. What up? Who went?
What's going on, Han? Who?
Ain't nothing, my G. Live on deck. My niggas, it's been a long, long motherfucking week, yo, you heard?
Another Saturday.
We felt
back
like
in the
forever.
Matrix.
Twisting up something right now. Bomber, you got something in the air over there?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Yo,
right
E, man, I know you ain't twisting up nothing. You twisting up something over there, E? What up?
Man, I don't think I'm twisting right now. These hot wings, bro.
Oh, man. Gangster. Fucking guy.
Can't go wrong with that. Yo, real quick.
Remember when I tell you this shit? Remember, mark my words. Utah Jazz. Them niggas might upset shit this year.
Yeah.
Heard his ball. Yeah. Take a bet with me, E. Take a bet with me, E, that the Utah Jazz might knock off L.A.
Hold on.
Knock it off L.A.?
If
a lot of things got to line up right for that to happen. Like, because, you know, Anthony Davis is hurt. If LeBron don't get the
help, if AD don't come back, it's a possibility.
Word is ball.
That's the thing. Yeah,
that's the role right there.
That's
for a lot of teams going at the Lakers. There's a couple teams out there. You know, you got the Denver Nuggets. You know, there's a couple teams out there. If AD don't come back, that could be a problem.
Hell fucking yeah. And them niggas in the East.
It's like they looking.
Niggas in the East is living fucking good right now, but the Nets is, they making noise, you know what I'm saying? Harden's holding down that shit by himself right now. No, I think just for a couple of games, not just one game, I think he had to hold it down. Because both of them niggas is out, Kyrie and KD.
Yeah, Kyrie back, but KD still out. He ain't even going to be in the All-Star game.
The niggas on an 8-game winning streak right now, the Nets, yo.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
game
know,
last night, man,
damage
you know?
Right now? Fucking Washington Wizards, man. Them niggas, they just beat the fucking Lakers. You know LeBron was mad at that one.
Yeah, man.
He's
I,
mad
you know,
at
they
that
played
one.
Portland last night. L.A. played Portland last night.
Oh, who won
they
that?
Winning that. L.A. took that. L.A. took that. But I was
yeah,
rooting for Melo, you know. I was rooting for Melo. I be sleeping on my man Melo out there, man. He's still doing his thing.
Man, I
yeah,
want Melo back in New York.
They trying to give Melo a
fuck
hard
it.
Time. They trying to give Melo a hard time, man. Like, he washed up,
keep,
but he like, look, I got
no hard
time
right now. He proved last year, man. His worth, man. Fuck.
Nah, he.
I know the
nah. Nah, Portland love him over there. He, you know, he do his part. Just the other game, he had like 20 in a quarter, like quick, like, you know, popping threes. Every time he came back up the floor, he banged a three on him, you know?
Don't call my son Melo. Don't call my son Melo, man.
Yeah, Lord. Shout out Carmelo Anthony, man. Keep doing it.
Yeah, I think he's hungry for the ring, though, because he's one of the few in his class that didn't get that ring yet. So, you know, he's hungry for it.
You need that supporting cast, man. If you ain't got a supporting cast, it's tough, man. And that's what it was like being on the Knicks for him. He didn't really have a supporting cast.
Nah, man, he had a squad, man. They just didn't keep them niggas long enough together, man. We got Amari. Niggas had Jeremy
Lin. Yeah, they didn't
Lin.
Do good. They ain't do good together. I didn't like when they had them both on the floor. Nah. Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony. Nah, I didn't like them together on the floor.
That could have been a good move.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they kind of lacked the chemistry.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They
just
totally
two different ball players, man. Two different ball players. And he needed a better supporting cast.
They were good together because they two different ball players.
But they weren't, man. They weren't good together. They were good when they switched them out. You know, you bring him in.
I know what it
is.
Melo game changed. Melo game changed since then. Before, because back then Melo was an inside dude, bully ball. Now he's a shooter. Now if he was a shooter back then, Amari could handle the inside by Fadolo, but Melo was being more of the inside man. But they still was different, man. I don't know. But they didn't have enough time together in the coach, man.
Three, but.
We was doing better in New York. We was doing better in New York before Melo came. When it was Amari and I think Lynn and we were a couple other niggas, we was doing better before Melo came. Melo came. Kind of fucked up that chemistry. And boom, you know, even though Melo was the best out of them niggas, he kind of fucked up the chemistry niggas had.
That's the key. It's all about chemistry at the end of the day. You can have all the all-stars, but if the chemistry ain't meshing, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, you got to gel.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, man. I just think, you know what I'm saying, they had the chemistry problems, man. When Melo came, because Amari and them was killing it. Remember Jared Linsanity? Niggas had Linsanity popping. The garden was popping. Man, Chinese people was down with the shit. You know what I'm saying? We're getting new fans. NBA was popping.
The Lin movement.
Melo comes. Lin goes. I forgot who else was on that squad. Yeah, somebody else. I forgot who's the point guard over there at the time.
I forgot his name too.
They had Hardaway Jr. They had
Well,
Chill back then.
Jeremy Lin was the shooting guard. Who the fuck was the point? Was it Shumpert or fucking J.R. Smith or one of them niggas?
Yeah, one of them.
I think it was J.R. Smith.
Yeah, who was
holding me on that?
Who the fuck was the center? Because we had a good squad, man.
Was it Marcus Camby? No. Not Marcus Camby.
Nah, that was Sprewell years.
Nah, what's his name? He was kind of, what's his name, man? He ended up going to Utah. Ball guy with the goatee.
What's that nigga name? Oh. I got to do my Google.
Forget it. I forget his name.
Oh, the dog. Was it the dog, the nigga they call the dog? With the big eyes?
Nah, he was skinny, tall.
What year was that? That was like fucking 97? What year was that when I was in the Jordan Wilding?
I think it was like 08, 09, I believe.
I don't know. We got to do some research after this first drink we play and come back with it.
Yes, sir. Got a lot of heat going
Indigo
on,
Phoenix.
Man.
We got Indigo Phoenix today.
Indigo, family on deck,
yes,
you heard?
Call them in at 9:15. Let's get it.
Let's go, man. So, yeah, if y'all want to call up, the call number is 1-516-531-9596. We in the building. Screwball Radio, Black Poet, King Eric, Comet. Let's go. This is Indigo Phoenix, Fire Alarm. Let's go.
Go.
Flowing asthmatic, problematic. Got a spotty and Asiatic. You so dramatic. Best believe you don't want the static. You think you could run for me, then go on half at it. No smoke, this shit's no joke. Dirty bomber folks, you weak, I'm so woke. Not reckless, if you think you can't disrespect this. Bitch, I will choke you out with my hands as a necklace. Bars are flames, can't be tamed, I rip lanes. Beef my bangers, and I'm biting these weak dames. That's what a shame, my frame is so insane. Too hot to handle, wildfire to propane. Unorthodox, walking paradox, also evil Mallory Knox. Natural born set killer, the thriller in Manila. Boombaye, look, I ain't come to play, I came to slay. Nice and smooth with no delay. Hit you with the melee that's deadly, be cautious. Plus I am verbally fit, could work your style gorgeous. Slowly put you to rest, boot a palm to your chest. In case you didn't know, you are not rocking with the best, yeah.
We set on fire alarm, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat on. We set on fire alarm, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat
you
on.
You gon' learn to close your mouth or you get burned, and get your asses put in the urn for talking out your turn. A verbally murder and slaughter, that's what I bought a Merkham and sort them out later for that traitor behavior. They be talking blasphemy like they can really see me. Hate on the load, but deep down these clowns wanna be me. I ain't come to bow, I came to conquer. Years in this game made me a straight monster. Bars that I conjure up are straight bonkers. I'm confident, but never cocky or pompous. Will never take my kindness for weakness. I fade them all quick. Let them know exactly who they dealing with and let it rip. My pen bucks, ain't no friends, just foes. I write my rhymes on a boat on the coast of Galapagos. Senior post, you keep a lot of rappers in your throat. That's a note for me, way riders, there's no hope. Put yourself in the scope when you tangle with S. I put my finger on the trigger, make a certified mess. No sub. gloves just cuz I'm a certified vet. And them little bars you wrote ain't even mature yet. When I'm not traveling the world or bossing them checks, I'm acquiring businesses, they wanna know what's next. While I'm climbing to the top, use a calculated step, and anybody could get it, nobody's exempt. I'm a go-getter, my own boss, never ever bitter. Fresh when you see me in the flesh, number one contender. In a pair of Air Max, the last airbender, middle finger to your whole whack agenda. We set on fire alarms, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat on. Set on fire alarms, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat on.
That's me, the one they talking about. Extra gritty, real pretty girl, raised in the South. A lot of rappers talk shit, so I'm airing them out. Add them to the list of things I'm not caring about. Word to Umi. None of these dudes could do me. Used to getting chased by groupies while they acting all doofy. All in my DMs, but every time I see them, they run like bitches. Can I get a witness? Love never disrespect. Molotov in your set, giving them raw sex. Whenever my thoughts connect, leave a crime scene, writing murder like heck. Might as well stop running, cut the check. Yup, rap circles around you, bitter old nigga still rapping. Bruising your ego, bring immense satisfaction with your hating ass. Alhamdulillah, like I'm breaking fast. Your money comes so bozo, cause you not thinking fast, not thinking past the present. Hope you receive this message with the intent that I sent it. Your pop should have wrapped it up, a waste of space within it. Leaving you grilled in it, give a fuck if you offended. This Barbarella business ain't no nice way to end this, exposing your false image. Should have played smarter, you went out like a sucker, train harder. Aim for the most acclaimed game office, take the head off. You ring me along, motherfucker.
We set on fire alarms, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat on. We set on fire alarms, and everything you drop is a bomb, so keep that mic on. Keep calm, you already been warned. We about to take the world by storm, so keep that beat on.
That's that shit I'm talking about. The Indigo Phoenix new shit right there. I think it's called Fire and Storm. What's the name of that one, Bombing?
Yo, yo.
That's what I love. Hardcore shit just like that, man. Indigo Phoenix new joint right there. What's the name of that one, Bombing?
Oh, that joint is Part of Me, Part of Me, man. Yeah, I'm on
I like more shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Hardcore shit like that, Star. I really love.
Yeah, that joint is featuring Star and Shabam Sadiq, man. Fire Alarm, Indigo Phoenix, Triad, Rugged Triad Records. Yeah, she's dope. She's dope, man.
Yes, sir. And before we bring her on, we're going to take one caller right here. We got a caller on the line. It's a 447 area code. Let me see who this is.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hey, hello. It's John Murphy from the UK.
What's up, Murphy?
Big Murphy, man. How you doing, boy? How you doing, boy?
Yeah, all good, thanks. Like, back live in the Matrix again. So,
I know you got a new thing coming out by yourself, don't you? You got some new fly coming out with, right?
He got that new video out.
Yeah, so I appreciate you, bringing that up. You know, I was just gonna quickly say though before I go into that Indigo Phoenix and Shabam Sadiq song just then, that was fire. That was heavy. That was some real hardcore shit. I was hyped on that.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that before, so I'll be checking that out. I've just dropped an album.
Hey, yo, E, man, you might have to turn it up a little bit more, E, because it was kind of low again, man, on my end. I don't know. But you could probably turn it up again over here. How was it over there, man?
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you.
John from the UK. John Murphy from the UK. How was the reception over there? How you coming over there?
Yeah, yeah, things are all good over here. You know, like just dropped an album called Celebrating Hip Hop over here, and it's been like a really like positive reaction to it. So like I'm really hyped on that, and really grateful for the collaboration to manage to get on that, you know, like yourself, Black Poet, amazing to have you on that, and First and How the Third, got the Beat Miners, which we just done a video for, and Domingo and like a few more people, but just really hyped on it, and thanks for obviously, you know, checking it out and like bringing it up, and you know, really appreciate you.
UK hip hop is alive and well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
UK always been to me. I'm always gonna support the UK. So
I appreciate that. Big up Poet, and you know, big up Comet, and you know, as well King Eric, you know, like as I've said before, like I love listening to Screwball Radio like every Saturday, you know, like I think like, you know, like it's sometimes hard for me to like stay up this early in the morning because the time difference, it's like 2:30 in the morning here, you know, and some nights I manage to like stay up to listen, and then there's other nights I fall asleep and it's like I gotta listen to the catch up, you know, but like yeah, just love the show week to week, man, and I'll be listening all the time, diehard fan over here, you know.
That's what's up, man. Wuhan, man.
That's
good looking,
dope.
Man. Thank you for checking us out.
Yeah, Han, who?
And then spread the word over there in the UK. We're going to spread the word over here. We're going to keep this shit popping.
In the video, he repping the Screwball. In the video, he got the T-shirt on. He popping over there. Definitely much respect to John Murphy, man.
Yeah.
Definitely respect.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, big up. Thank you. And, the alias I go under and like release my music under, if anyone is gonna go and check it out, is the Nice One JM, spelled the, and then Nice One is NICEWUN and then JM, so my initials, you know. I've got to admit, like I'm kind of like one of these people who I guess putting out the music, I kind of like to let the music do the talking, and I've got to admit, like, I've the idea of, like, promoting something, like, I find, like, very hard to do, so, like, I think, like, King Eric, you'd appreciate this, like, I think I'd need, like, a Paul Heyman or something like that, because, you know, like, to do the talking for me, because I feel so awkward about it, stuff,
That's what's up, man. Thank you for calling us up, man. Like you said, man, we got to let the music do the talking up here right now. So we're going to play some more joints, or we're going to get into this interview with Indigo. I'm not sure what we're going to do right now, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think we got her on right now. What we're going to do, we're going to bring her on, and then we're going to go to a joint of hers. Because we got her on the line right now. We got Indigo Phoenix on board. Welcome to Screwball Radio, live and direct. You live in the Matrix.
What's
going on? Indigo was shaking. We in here.
Yeah,
we in the Matrix right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Call me Neo.
Well, give it up, man. Indigo, we just listening to
yeah,
your
let's
new
give
joint
it up
right
the,
there. We just listening to your new joint.
Give it up for the hardest.
That joint that we were just listening to, that shit is real hard. I want to give it up
Thank
to you on
you.
That. You kept that shit. You're amongst some spitters, and you held your own.
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, we got it.
And salute to Bangers on the production. Salute to Bangers on the production, too.
Yeah, we got to give it up for the hardest working female out there right now, Indigo Phoenix.
Thank you.
You know, giving you nothing but heat and still giving you nothing but internet presence, you know, all around. just just fire. You know what I mean?
She's a spitter, man. She's a real spitter, man. So I want to know, man, you know, I always ask this question to everybody we interview up here, and I want to know, like, who was your inspiration, man, for writing, man, when you was coming up, you decided that you wanted to start?
Probably Karis One, Talib Kweli, Big Daddy Kane. Then it started going into Common.
How'd you get into it? Were you listening to it on the radio? You had older family members?
Yeah, listening to it on the radio. Mm-hmm.
How'd you get into them, being
like,
a female?
Hip-hop, I heard Criminal Minded. And that was like, that solidified my love for hip hop. Like I was in it then. Now I didn't start rapping then, but I was like a hip hop head at that moment. And I just loved the whole, like, the mixture of, you know, me going to like a Caribbean private school and then being Yardie and Indian, like hearing the mixture of the boom bap with like the dance hall and the trash. I thought that was so dope. And so that really caught my attention, and the lyricism and the presence from KRS-One was just crazy. So, and the beat, so that kind of caught it. But as far as rapping, I think my female rap inspiration is Bahamadia. I always give props to her for her eloquence,
definitely,
her flow, her presence, and, you know, that's my, like, one female rap inspiration is Bahamadia.
My top five female rappers.
What you think about females these days? That like the Cardi B's and you know, the Megan, the Stallions, and them. You know, those are more sex-driven artists. You know, say what you think about them, man.
I mean, I think there's a lane for everybody. I don't knock other people because people do what they are, what they're a product of. You know, if you come a product of being a stripper and you get secure in a bag off of what you know and turn it into a business and a profit and doing what you're doing, I can't knock them for what they do. That's just not my type of, you know, style or my thing.
I don't want you to knock them. I just want to know what you think of them. You know, because
I like real lyrics. I feel like a lot of women do that purposely because they see that is what gets them attention, that's what gets them the millions of dollars. Like, if you see that something gets you millions of dollars and it takes little effort to do, you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they just dumb down that music and they over-sexualize themselves because they see that's what gets you high ratings on the Billboard. So, you know.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Is it a good thing or a bad thing for the hip-hop?
I feel like it's a bad thing because it makes it hard for real lyricists who really deserve to earn accolades for their
skills,
their body, their skill set, exactly. So I feel like it makes it hard, and especially in awards. Like, when there's award ceremonies and it's best hip-hop, and then you start ranking out stuff, and you never see any of the underground people, until recently with the Griselda, but you rarely see any females from the underground rise in the ranks in that arena to be acknowledged as a top spitter or a real dope spitter because they don't, you know, undress.
They're not getting the shine because, you know, you got people like Ciroc that's official and don't get the light.
Right.
You got people like
Rhapsody
that's official
that
don't get the light. They might get a little light, but they're not getting the Cardi B.
They're not getting the top Billboard. They're not getting the millions. They're not getting that. And it goes to say that a lot of people say they don't like that kind of rap, but who are the millions of people who are supporting it that's giving them this type of presence? So that's the thing. Like, we need millions
of people who
what do you think about the female battle
and support us.
What do you think about the female battle in season? You know, they got the
now,
battle.
You know
league.
What? I'm not into battle rap anymore because I feel like battle rap, they be going too far and it'd be shit that'll get you shot. I don't like the. I don't like where battle rap has went. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap has went too far. So I really don't listen to it because that should be having me tight. I don't listen to
that.
Poet don't like it,
but he ain't gonna have nobody in his face spitting on it. Yeah, smoking nothing like
chop
that.
Talk about chop your baby head off it.
They go too far.
You can say what you want to say, nigga, but you can't be too cold. You can't come in the firing range. Like,
right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, with me, I got a fucked up attitude. You can't say what you want to say because I'm going to smack you. That's why I don't mess with battle rap. So I eliminate that altogether. Like, you're not going to talk greasy to me, period. So we don't even play like that.
Now, we ain't gonna know if it's serious or not. Like, especially
I've seen people bring people on obituaries to the bed. Like, see, that shit gets you fucked up. Like, you just don't do stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Man, that's a little too far for shit like that. You know, when people do things like that, you know, that's like, well, why, man? Come on, you're going too far. Like, well, I love that.
You know,
why
White Who had something like that? Babs Bunny had Queen of the Ring. And I kind of liked how she had it for a little while, so people start going too far. But I like the precedence of that, and then it just started going off the rails a little bit for me. So I really don't deal with it.
Yeah, I watch it. They got a lot of spitters, man, females, man, that's on there, and they be going at it. I seen when they had the tag team, the females versus the guys, and I was like, wow, that was dope. You know what I'm saying? I just like
right.
Yeah,
right.
So,
it's funny
I like
girls
like
go against guys, because guys don't like when females go at them.
Come, you got any questions for Indigo right now before we go into our first joint? E, you got something for
me? My question is, when do the people get the full album, the Indigo Phoenix album? Like, you know, because you do a lot of features, you do a lot of feature work,
right.
You know. But when are the people going to get Indigo Phoenix? Not featuring.
Well, I have three
know.
Albums out. I have The Conjuring. I have J. Dre. I have Goddess Paradox. And I also have From the Ashes with Yellow Balaclava. I'm getting ready to drop a couple of projects. Ascension is one produced by Techzilla. Burn the Sun produced by Body Bag Band. Serpent Venom produced by JK Run the Supernova. I'm dropping a couple. And me and Daddy-O, we're almost done. We're doing a full album, so it's a lot of songs.
And that's Legendary Daddy-O, right? Right? That's Legendary Daddy-O?
Yes. That's the Sonic Legendary Daddy-O, yes.
Oh, that's what's up. That's
yes, I'm excited about it.
She definitely got her foot in the underground right now, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I met her a couple of years ago, and she was promoting my music. You know, she was dealing with the Weekly Rap Guard. Shout out Weekly Rap Guard, and she was doing her thing over there. And then I found out she rapped, and it was like, well, wait a minute, you know, like why are you even doing this? Like why are you not just focusing on that? Like that's how I feel about.
Right.
Well, let's
coming,
get into that right there you're talking about right now.
Yeah, let's get into
let's get
it.
To that right now. I want to hear some fire right now for me. Yo,
got
hey,
another,
man, where you
got
at?
Another
Rocky, where you at,
I'm right here. I'm right here. I got the Queen's Gambit on loaded. We locked and loaded up here.
Yeah. Oh.
Turn that shit up, Rock. Turn that shit up over there.
Woo! Let's go.
Hoping things will fall into place. Tired of looking in the mirror, seeing this pain on my face. Working hard to catch these dreams that I chase. Inking a solid legacy so it won't be erased. I have a vibe of nostalgia, just can't be replaced. They plot your doom, I think that's such a disgrace. They moving funny style, hoping your career don't bloom. But when you next level, they singing a different tune. They had it believed in you and knew your shit would boom. Peep the narrative, same both niggas will sink your battleship. Rapid fire release, hot lead out the blicker. They envy you, cause your rhymes are always sicker. Presence whole weight is mad thicker. Heads I sever, interfering in my endeavors. Calculate rhymes because I'm clever. The highest of intellect, zero tolerance for disrespect. Pussy boy, you better come correct. Every day, I live by my mantra. This a cold game and they pretend like they don't want you. Think they kill you off, no support, bitch watch me haunt you. All I do is make power moves, you know I conquer. Beastie with this shit, bitch, I'm a motherfucking monster. Earn my way, I don't need no fucking sponsor. Beats and bars always bonkers, Queen's Gambit. Rock competition to sleep like a hammock. Hold the court with the illest, no time for justice. Squad on their square, only salute genuine justice. I wanna see action, don't want no lectures. Mental funeral for frauds, they just industry specters. I want the juicy or the nectar. You see your queen, you gotta protect her. Meet your demise if you should ever neglect her. Dudes out here fucking the game up. Intention sneaking like some hoes. Instead of running they name up. Crew hopping and name dropping. The music steadily flopping. You irate with me because you see my joints, they out here popping. Take your pawns, that's what type of time I mourn. Niggas love to play victim like I did them some type of wrong. Y'all the fuel to flame you up on this storm. But niggas stay bitter, eventually you gonna address my hitters. Y'all a bunch of crybabies and fucking quitters. I only allow myself with humble niggas and go getters. Yeah. Every day I live by my mantra. This a cold game and they pretend like they don't want you. Think they kill you off, no support, bitch watch me haunt you. All I do is make power moves, you know I conquer. Beastie with this shit, bitch I'm a motherfucking monster. Earn my way, I don't need no fucking sponsor. Beats and bars always bonkers, Queen's Gambit. Rock competition to sleep like a hammock. Every day I live by my mantra. This a cold game and they pretend like they don't want you. Think they kill you off, no support, bitch watch me haunt you. All I do is make power moves, you know I conquer. Beastie with this shit, bitch I'm a motherfucking monster. Earn my way, I don't need no fucking sponsor. Beats and bars always bonkers, Queen's Gambit. Rock competition to sleep like a hammock. Good night.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. All good shit, motherfucking monster. That's what I'm talking about right there. Who made that beat?
Yeah.
What was in your mind when you were spitting them rhymes, yo?
Oh my God, yo! So many hating ass motherfuckers. Just like Thomas said, it's so many people I've supported their careers and pushed them while pushing myself. Because I had a platform to push them on. And the minute I started dropping music, they just kind of looked at me like, like we not going to put her. It's not
now.
A life,
you know,
not a people.
You're the competition now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
why I was like, think
go.
They killed. Yeah, they think they killed you off, no support. Bitch, watch me haunt you. Like, I don't need your support. I'm going to still thrive. I'm going to still do what I do. I'm going to still come through with my music. And it don't matter
the
about
day,
a lot of people really rely on the people they know to support them.
Right.
And it's really not like that in the game. The people you know, they are at least supporters. That's the funniest shit.
Right.
The funny thing, too.
Personally, them motherfuckers don't support you. The motherfuckers be supporting all kinds of other niggas.
A lot of people I know are rappers. So, like you said, it's a competition thing. They see it like, you know, when I said I was rapping, I think they thought Cardi B. So they thought, oh, that's cute, sis. That's good. Then when I came out, it was like, oh, wait a minute.
You giving niggas a hard time on the mic. That's what I like.
Not only she the platform. You know, they looking at her for the platform. They looking at her for the push and all that on music. You know what I mean? And she don't really need anybody assistance because she's the platform. Like, people check her page daily for the new hip-hop that's coming out. So now she's giving you her new hip-hop. So, you know, that kind of cuts off your air supply as an artist because, you know, now she's focused on herself. And this is what I always told, like you know, like, when we going to get just her? Like, you know, when you going to just post you and just give them you?
And
she's been doing that.
Yeah. When I started noticing the funny moves and shit, like I tell people, it'd be like, oh, you posted subliminals. Anytime I feel a way about somebody, you're told personally. You know what I'm saying? So if I post it, it's just relatable. But trust me, somebody's been told personally. And I think a lot of men and women get in their feelings about this music. You just move into music based off of passion. I don't move from a competitive spirit. I do it because I love doing it. I do it to vent when I have stuff on my chest. I just do it from a place of just loving putting out the music. I mean, I just started a record label.
It's also a business, you know what I'm saying? Most people, a lot of people look at this shit as a hobby. It's a hobby, and it's this and that. But at the same time, this is your business. This is your mark. This is your brand. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, I have artists now. So I have the artists that I manage, artists that I signed. UK artist that I just got, so I just expand my label. Like, this is my business. This is how I make money. So, you know, I see it as when you try to stop my bag, then that's the problem.
Who do you sign to your label? Talk to us.
I have Motto. I have J Hustle. I have Shabian Sadiq.
Where's Motto from? Where them niggas represent from?
Motto is from Brooklyn.
Okay.
J Hustle is from Rochester.
Okay.
You know, Shabian Sadiq is iconic, so it's good to have him on the team.
Indigo.
You know, that Brooklyn
Indigo
thing.
She originally from here, New York, right?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
You're from Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, so she around.
You working on your little squad. That's how you're supposed to do it, man.
You
got a team of assassins.
This is Chess, right there.
Yeah, let them know the name of your company. Let them know the name.
It's Rugged Triad Records, and I just started my UK faction with my artists Ry Walker and Doc Sarah. My business manager Yellow Balakla.
You be moving mad merch too, yo. Your shirts be selling. I be seeing you selling.
I love the idea of the component of business, because I watch other people do it, and I said, let me make a brand that's synonymous with a Wu symbol that people would really rock with and would like to wear. So, you know, you just really have to think about what people would wear and rock with, and you have to have the music to back it up. And that's what I be telling people.
Let me ask you a question. Is clothing in the future? Is the clothing line in the future?
Yeah, I'm working on more stuff as we speak right now. I'm just getting a new logo for some new clothing that I want to drop under the Rugged Triad umbrella.
That's what I'm talking about. You heard?
Yep. Entrepreneur, you know how that go business. Right, yeah, this is a brand, and I'm building it on multiple levels, you know, so much stuff going on. Film will be next, you know what I'm saying? Already working film, so I would definitely want to do something along the vein of, you know, film. So I think it's good to always expand. They say in order to become a millionaire, you got to have 7 streams of income. So the more you keep building up and boosting up, you know, viable business, not bullshit business, viable business, things
viable.
To earn, you know, some money, you know,
right.
Get returns on it, you know. When I put out a single, sometimes singles don't really do good, but then sometimes I'll get somebody to buy a single for $10 instead of two. So, you know.
No, Dad, you remind me, you're smart. You remind me of my own girl, Shantae. Roxanne Shantae, yo. What you think of her, like, as an MC?
Dope. You know what? I'm doing some joints with Domingo, and I'm on Shabam Sadiq's album Precious Stone. Shout out my boy Shabam Sadiq. And Domingo
Shabam, the brother Low.
Yes, and he was like, "Yo," he asked Bam, "Who's that girl on your album?" And I was talking to Domingo about Weekly Rap God's interview. So he hit me in the DM. He like, "Yeah, I didn't know you rap best you. I thought that was sound like rock. You sound like Roxanne Shantae." And I'm like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, you remind me of Roxanne so much." And, of course, I love Roxanne Shantae. Like, she's probably one of the hardest. And
you know, men definitely, you know, feared her lyrical prowess. She's so dope. So, yeah, definitely. I would never have thought I would be able to rap or do anything anywhere near comparison to Roxanne. But a lot of people compare me to her. But that's, I love her. That's definitely an honor. One of the pioneers, one of the greatest.
Well, your voice is all kind of, you know, same kind of tone as a dog.
Yeah, I picked that up too.
Not the young Chante, but the young Chante, she sounded, you know, she's got the squeaky voice.
She had a little baby voice, man.
Now, you know, that's what she's a teenager now. She doesn't know her shit is deeper now. Shit like that. Yo, see, what we got next on Indigo? I know we got some more Indigo Fire, man. They want some more Indigo Fire, man.
Well,
yo, Rocky,
I got to wait for that to load up because the kitchen got a little cooked up a little bit. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit y'all with a joint from Napoleon the Legend. This is some fire-ish right here. Awesome. It's called The Hole in My Heart.
Hold on a second. We got Indigo Phoenix up here right now. Are you talking about Napoleon the Legend? That's my nigga. I smell him, but what you talking about?
Don't worry, I'm about to hit y'all with a two-piece. You know you got to hit that two-piece of the biscuit. We got to feed the streets. We
got to
feed them both. We got to
feed
them with the two-piece of the biscuit.
So you're going to give me a two-piece, you said? All right, son. So
you already know that two-piece special. It's Saturday night, man. You know cats are starving.
Next time you see E, his next fucking profile picture going to be two color TVs on his fucking face.
I know I sent you the latest one. Did I send you the latest one?
Yeah, I'm about to go throw that afterwards.
Okay.
I'm making
sure.
Don't worry. We're hitting y'all with the two piece because you know the streets is hungry.
You know, we got Napoleon joint.
But we got to get back into some Indigo joint. I need that in my life. Let's go.
You know it, man. So here we go. Call numbers 516-531-9596. Let's go.
Child of a militant, an immigrant, actually was innocent. I changed after the atmosphere, got medicine, American dream. I seen the highs and the lows of it, was soldiering. Way before the COVID exposed a bit, always made the most of it. Forgotten and ignored, couldn't get a job. Wonder why I got diplomas for moving boxes in the store. Knowing I'm worth much more, get it sold it on. Brave face, but inside I'm just holding on. Lost my dad, magically got half my family mad. Would've thought I killed him with my own hands, my bad. I was by his side in Africa, the pressure was spectacular. Evicted from my apartment while sitting at the hospital next to him. He didn't recognize me though. Just another domino trying to figure out what happened. But on a side note, late 20s, didn't accomplish nothing yet. My music didn't bubble yet. I just had to get past it. Pop got transferred to Paris, then he died unexpected. Family yelling at me, I had to accept it. Took his body to Comoros, arms wanna bury him. Time I didn't sleep was longer than the arms of Sean Merriam. Back in Maryland, I had to pick up the pieces, but thankfully my mom was there. The crib was the cleanest. I used to walk for hours out in Germantown. Minimum wage job at CVS, I couldn't turn it down. With a whole master's degree, I was making $7.50 or $7.25, I forgot. At least I was busy, local swimming pool. I would swim last to relax, floating will make me feel light again. Hoping one day I could take flight again. Slowly but surely would feel alive again. The sadness was heavy, but I kept going in spite of it. Turn a page on the life I lived before. Nothing to show for, surrendered to enter the next door. I realized
life is lonely and the road is dark. Been through 40 days away without no response. This world can become my soul, cost some stars. Still carry this hole in my heart, yo. Nah, nah, nah. Life is lonely and the road is dark. Been through 40 days of rain without Noah's Ark. This world can become my soul, cost some stars. Still carry this hole in my heart. Yo,
mental mildew removed in Tom Hill's wounds. Kiss moms off in Brooklyn. I'ma see you real soon. Felt better, so I had to go get it. No more waiting. Survival and a better life is source of motivation. Meth bags, meth skill,
Bell, John Price, Beat Miners. Also met some bloodsuckers, most of them was dishonest. God props and compliments, shot eyes and nice grills. But as long as I keep them talking, it's how the hype builds. High level bills, of course, the living in New York. Either you move for force, or you get removed from the course. I put the proof in the source, work the job, then I rap. Rap McDaniels had me playing on music box in effect. Folks will recognize me at work, didn't know how to take it. But I was happy though, I knew that was the process to make it. SOB shows, Feral Mosh, I opened up for him. And they hit me just how much, and it changed my whole decorum. But my boss back at work was the worst, he was a narcissist. I had to quit that, left in a blaze like an arsonist. Lots of sharks in this, who try to sabotage my interest. So now, when I book a show or verse, I charge them interest. My whole outlook was different, I felt more present. Since Trump and COVID-19, everybody's a professor. But I learned, you can't skip steps. I analyzed the game like Skip Bayless. Took missteps, some nights to skip steps. Gun smoke aroma on my skin like melanoma. I set a golden pivot when I got the cold shoulder. Rejection and terrible advice that I deflected, never followed. Stayed outside the box, right breakfast. From city houses to blessing stages in front of thousands. Dropping albums at a rate, they knew nothing about it. Today now it's type official. Flew like a missile to my target. No time to wait, this life is fickle, now I know.
Life is lonely and the road is dark. Been through 40 days of rain without no response. This world can become my soul, cost some stars. Still carry this hole in my heart, yo. Nah, nah, nah. Life is lonely and the road is dark. Been through 40 days of rain without no response. This world can become my soul, cost some stars. Still carry this hole in my heart.
La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. Menacing melodies to rock you since we deep eternal sleep. Not one tear shed, no one will weep. Nah. It's just weak. Authenticity is what they seek. Uh-huh. Industry oversaturated with music every week. Heed my words, la verdad is what I speak. Stronger my conviction, get the point like widow's peak. You're obsolete and your future looking mad bleak. Dagger flow, spit darts, motherfuckers weak. My cause is full of MC's past, they couldn't last. Yeah, my wordplay, it was built to outlast. I got concept and abstract flow, they can't grasp. I came in the door and made motherfuckers mad real fast. Good fortune, yeah, it's all in my forecast. All righty lyrics off my lips and it spells a cast. The awakening of source, kinda like a black mask. A goddess in her apex, no cap, no flex, bitch. La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. Fire burst, so you know my lyrics will burn ya. Blowing through your town like Irma. Bitch, that means I'm off the charts, I body ya. If you got a crew, that means the whole damn lot of ya. All of ya. Menacing and melodic, strategic and methodic. Rebel Vixen, ride the fuck out of the beat, don't put nothing erotic. I put that on my word, my vision clear, yours is blurred. I'm out for female in this thing, you run along with the herd. Maniacal, my lyrics are diabolical. Mesmerizing, stimulating, down to your left and follow. Master my craft, watch you ace it. Your style is so basic. My head like coke in the blunt, that means I'm fucking lazy. Like Castor Troy, he looked in the mirror, you gotta face it. You don't wanna face off, nah. You weak and dumb soft. You throw shots to duck off, or bird brains to fuck off. I'm wavy like storm water, bitch, I'm Sparta with the slaughter. La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. La Bruja Negra and no spell can bind me, can't confine me. Boom bat blows is yelling blind me. Leader of the coven, better get behind me. Serpent venom, speed the bars, cause I'm so grimy. No spell can bind me, can't confine me. Better get behind me, grimy. me.
Dope, that's what I'm talking about. You know we behind you, even though you grimy. You know we grimy. You heard that right there. I like that too. That's a joint of
yeah,
the
that's
album
what I
right
call
there.
That. It's that's conjure hip hop right there. That's for the brujas, the shamans, the high priest. That's conjure hop, and I'm definitely the creator of that. That's conjure hop.
Oh, you in that? You in that? You into that right there?
Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people, man. I know a lot of people into that, like, I don't know what you call it. Like, what the hell? I don't know, witchcraft? It's not witchcraft. What is it? Sorcery? What the fuck is it?
Voodoo,
That's called brujeria.
Like, you can make a Eric King doll and pumpkin shit. And make that nigga scream from over there.
Why me, man? I ain't doing anything wrong.
Be like, yo, why me, yo? To eat those dogs.
Cause, man, you gotta get it, man. You the one that gotta get it, yo.
I didn't do anything.
Yo, he about to.
Yes, when I dropped that album, The Conjuring, I think I started getting a lot of high priests and witches following me.
Let's talk about that for a second, because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, don't really know about what that's about. I got some homeboys that's into that shit. I got some homegirls that's into that shit, but, you know, I'm not really into that shit, so I can't. You know, you got to explain some of that to niggas, like, what is that about? Like, it's like,
really,
it's not like a lot of people got the misconception that it's
into the
devil
details
worship.
Of what it entails as far as ritual.
Right,
no. What it is you have to find out your ancestry, and you just tap into the powers from your ancestors.
There's
nothing wrong with you educating the people about your practice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You tap into your bloodline, and that's how it's done. You tap in to find out who your direct ancestry is, and that's how you know what you should do as far as your practice. I'm Indian. I'm Native American. I'm Cherokee and Jamaican bloodline. So, you know, that's a whole different type of element of a bloodline. The Jamaican would be considered Congo. So I'm actually
speaking to the high priest about,
you know, what path to take to in order to what the thing is that people are just doing it as a trend and practicing willy-nilly, and it's really nothing to be taken lightly, because there's a lot of power in your ancestry
it's
and bloodline.
Of that, man. Like, I was working with some Mexican guys. I was working with some Mexican guys and some Mexican females, and Mexican females were telling me some Mexican kind of thing that they do, like they do something to their panties and give it to the guy, and now he's in love with them or some shit.
That's more like for that. You know, they have a thing called a sweetening jar, and like say you like somebody, and you put sugar and honey and all that stuff, and put their name in the jar so that they'll like you, like stuff like that. It's all types of different little tricks people will do or play to get you to like them. But then there's also dark arts.
Give me more debt than you.
Right, yeah, then it's dark arts, right? Like the screw face shit, like, you know, then you're going into a whole other element when you deal with certain people who dabble in the dark. Now, you got to watch them, you know.
Okay, so,
you know,
you got me now, I'm officially scared of you now, so you ain't got to worry about me.
We ain't getting no beefs or nothing, yo. No diss records, no nothing. Jump in the studio, and next thing you know, lightning strike.
I'm a good girl.
You heard me?
One thing about it, I'm the one who, my thing is casting protections and healings. I believe in putting protection and healing over your family and loved ones.
You're the good witch.
I'm doing
like witchcraft. Like, you like that witchcraft movie.
See, the good witch, you know, the white witch,
You know, the white witch from The Wizard of Oz, the good one that
saved
everything.
Yes. Glinda. That's Glinda. That was Glinda.
Glinda, yo. I love Glinda, yo. Yo, I was scared to death of the other one, yo. The other one had me shook as a little kid,
yo. The Wicked Witch from the East.
Yo, son, the Wicked Witch from the East had me shook, kid, yo. I ain't
now,
gonna
you know, I might wear striped socks
house.
Like polo socks like her, but I'm not like her.
Yeah, you know what? In the video reminded me. The video kind of gave me Blair Witch Project vibes. I remember that movie, right?
You kind of remind me of one of them fucking flying monkeys, yo, or his bomb. Hey, son, before we sign off right now, yeah, we gotta hear some more Indigo Phoenix. I need some more Indigo Phoenix in my life before we sign off Schoolboy Radio for this motherfucking episode. I need some more.
Say that Trident Strike. Say that Trident Strike. Say that.
Nah, man.
Poor dog about to take all that money from the Lakers. That's why he getting mad. You know I'm about to take all his money, so he's trying to get it all out right now.
That's my digger right there. I love that. Yo, we got some more Indigo Phoenix before we sign off, baby.
Oh, most definitely, man. She got another joint. Trident Strike.
I want to thank you, Indigo, for coming through, fucking with us. Schoolboy Radio, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you family. We behind you, yo, all the way. So let's keep it popping, yo.
Thank you so much for having me. I love having honest platform and people who can appreciate the raw, unapologetic music.
Just keep being you, man. Just give them you, man. That's what the people gonna love. Just be you.
Thank you.
Let the niggas know where to find you at, yo. Where they find you at if they want to holler at you, yo.
On everything, it's Indigo, PHOENYX, Twitter, Instagram, Bandcamp, Spotify, all of that. Indigo Phoenix, shout out Rugged Triad, you already know.
All right, that's what we're talking about.
Most
guys, definitely.
Thank you so much.
And shout out to Vance the D, man.
Rugged Triad, shout out to Vance.
No doubt, yo. Let's get into that last Indigo joint.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Indigo, for coming through. We love you over here.
Salute.
Oh, man, what are we looking like?
Yeah, I'm about to play that joint now. I'm about to see y'all next Saturday. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Peace and love, man.
No God will ever again come to your aid. You are alone!
Kaboom, guess who in the room? Hot like the middle of June. Dope getting cooked in the spoon. My presence is felt in the room. Hood like them jail visits. Contraband in balloons. Your bride give me head. Clean up nice. She like the way I groom. Sun crossed the equator. A king was born 2 days later. Mathematical terms, greatest denominator. Divide the inches is equally. No remainder. Fuck the fake love. I'd rather be supported by a stranger. Tried their strike. We bringing a heavy storm. Earthquake. Shake shit up like Posey and Dawn. Pros and cons, no debating on the head. We far gone. What you consider hot? I call it lukewarm. Took you off the stove early, should've left you on long. I'm a pressure cooker, high steam, smoke every song. Dropping bombs, it's triad, whether right or wrong.
No God will ever again come to your aid. You are alone! Do you understand, mortal?
City epitome, mediocre MCs plotting, thinking they can't get rid of me. Y'all gotta be kidding me. MGC, your ability, violent, vibrant, volatile versatility. You two is maximum utility. Cadence sharp and cutthroat, always doing the utmost. My shit hit different, don't care what such and such wrote. Your feelings only hurt by the truth that I spoke. My love language is money, your niggas dying like broke. Nothing but jokes. Keep firing until it registers. Send your good sister, get at me. Just know I'm fucking dead in her. And my uno competitor, mad steps ahead of her. Make waves like Poseidon. Ain't no fucking hiding. Her body washed up in the siding. Romping with me is a gamble. Mother of flames, too hot to handle. Might vandal, leave your whole career in fucking shit. I want the greater, nothing lesser.
More like Kyrie, push the pill when I handle. Game makes a stand, known as set an example. Connect with the spirit off wax, burning the candles. The round table meeting got more squares than the flannels. That ain't doing you justice. Talking hard body when you sweeter than custard. Your spleen get ruptured. Bullet holes, knife that'll puncture. We're trying to bring harm to our juncture. It's honeys they front for. Loving them broke whores. Access no issue, man. We kick down closed doors. Got them like, oh lord. All truth is nothing like folklore. Keep the bag coming on both shores. That's west to the east. Got them stressed off the squeeze.